If you've ever watched the reality TV shows Survivor or Fear Factor, pretty good bet you have seen contestants forcing themselves to eat insects. Now, some of us might be game to explore the world of edible insects. Some of us, not on your life. Julie Lesnick of Wayne State University is on a mission to win over the doubters. She's an assistant professor in Wayne's anthropology department. And thanks to her, this week, Wayne State becomes the first place in the nation to host a conference on edible insects. Julie Lesnick, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So your main interest is the evolution of the human diet. How did that lead you to insects?
So I'm a paleoanthropologist by training, and I found that instead of studying the fossils, like measuring the bumps on the bones and naming different species, I was more interested in what they were doing and in trying to reconstruct their behavior. One of the biggest things that drives behavior is what do you eat? How do you find your food?
Certainly.
And so I started just trying to think about what they were eating about 2 million years ago. And I looked to our closest living relatives, the chimpanzees, and they eat a lot of termites. They eat ants. They use tools to do it. They're very smart about it. And I started realizing that this made a lot of sense for our ancestors as well.
And somehow drawing the circle up to us today in 2016, why should we consider making insects part of our diets?
Well, it's been a part of the human diet for millions of years. It's still a part of the diet pretty much all across the world, except in the U.S., Canada, countries across Europe. Yeah. And so it's a nutritious resource that we're just really ignoring here.
And, you know, as you say, in many parts of the world, people don't think twice about munching on an insect. Where do you think the aversion came from that we see in Western Europe and here in the U.S. and Canada?
So our aversion is part of just our cultural complexity regarding this food. One, I think there's an environmental basis that up here there just isn't the precedent to have edible insects because of our seasonality. They're just not as predictable. Since they're only available seasonally, we don't have as many species that live up here as you see in the tropics. So I think it was just something that we don't eat. But then
Once people
started exploring the world, once you get to the age of discovery and the European explorers, Columbus reaching the Caribbean, and coming across these people who are eating insects, and it was such a shock. And the image that the explorers painted of them were like beasts. Como bestias is in letters from Columbus. And it's part of kind of the colonialism, the we're going to civilize you, we're going to call your land our own. And it's just, it's tied up in that as well. And I think that's the ugly side of it that people don't like to talk about.
I think you're absolutely right. But there still is that kind of, for many of us, including the person sitting across from you right now at the table, there's that ew factor about bugs. Where does that come from, do you think?
I think it's just because we don't live in a society where we have a relationship with insects.
Beyond not wanting them around.
Right.
Well, so here we have Eating Insects Detroit, exploring the culture of insects as food, the first conference on edible bugs in this country. So why in Detroit?
I just started at Wayne State 2 years ago, and I did my PhD at the University of Michigan. So I've spent a lot of time in Southeast Michigan. And just in the time that I've been back, watching Detroit just, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit right now is amazing. I live in Midtown, and I'm watching these businesses pop up left and right, and a lot of very sustainable-focused businesses. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to my first edible insects conference, which was in Montreal in 2014, I knew that Detroit was the perfect place to bring it next.
And so what will be happening?
So we have 3 days of conference programming of academic talks and speakers and discussants and some presentations. And that's, you know, Thursday through Saturday. But the fun stuff is in the evenings. So we actually have a 5-course dinner on Thursday night that Detroit Ento is hosting. Tickets may be sold out, but you can go online and see if you can find some. But the free open experience is going to be Friday night, and that's 7 to 9 p.m. on campus. At McGregor Conference Center. And that's our expo. We have about 30 vendors coming from around the world offering samples of their products. And this is, you know, everything from protein shakes and bars to pasta to the different cricket powders you can buy, baked goods, everybody that's doing creative things with insects as food.
We've actually talked to the guys from Detroit Ento here on Stateside. I know they're very involved with making the cricket flour and that. And I guess what could this mean for populations in this country who are battling food insecurity?
And that's a really good question, something I think about a lot and I think is important for us to remember is, you know, right now the price point is high. Right now, you know, insects are not going to help in that area. But with demand, you know, with the market, with more demand, with more people, you know, accepting it, seeing it, you know, co-op shops and such like that, then price will get driven down. But what's really interesting, where I think there's great potential, is for individual farms. You can have your own cricket farm, your own mealworm farm, like in your kitchen. And then you are in control of your own protein production. So it's kind of like having your home garden, but now you're actually producing the animal protein as well.
Well, I know you brought some samples here. What did you bring for us to try?
So these are Detroit Entos crickets.
Okay.
What they did is they cooked them up in what we would call to be like chapulines, which is traditional in Mexico. And so it's toasted with a little bit of chili and lime, some salt and garlic.
Well, I am going to call in our production assistant, Daniel, who booked this interview, to give it a try, because I just don't think I can with the insects. And I feel cowardly saying that. And as he comes in, tell me this. What are some of the insects that provide a good source of protein and nutrition? And come on in, Daniel, because you're going and I guess also just nutritionally, how high caliber is the protein that you're getting from these insects?
So the protein in these are very similar to any of our traditionally raised livestock. I think what's interesting to remember about protein is that protein is made up of a bunch of amino acids.
Yes.
And a certain number of them are essential to us. And animal foods give you all of those essential amino acids. So it's a one-stop shop. Hmm. And so crickets and insects do that just like beef, pork, and chicken.
All right. Daniel?
Hi. How are you doing?
Are you ready?
I didn't pack lunch today,
I'll
so this worked out
first,
pretty well.
I'll try these first just to make sure everything's okay.
They are crunching. Oh, they're crunchy.
Remind me again what's in here?
Yeah, tell her.
So they have a little bit of chili, garlic, salt, lime.
These are good. Reminds me of like... Wow, they got a kick to them, too.
Yeah, that's the chili. That's the, yeah.
They have a kick.
I think I have a leg stuck in my teeth. Can I have more? How much of this can I eat?
Oh, my goodness.
This reminds me of almost like hot Cheetos, for example.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, they are totally crickets. How do you win over the non-believers?
What I don't have here for you that I wish I had brought is a baked good made with the cricket powder. You know, because then you don't see the legs. You don't get a leg stuck in your teeth. You don't see the eyes. You don't see that they're little insects, you know. And so that's what I think is important in thinking about food culture, is that we want to understand it as food. And so if we can present it as something we already recognize as food, then we're more willing to try it. But this, we don't recognize whole crickets as food.
This is true. But the way you responded to the taste, you weren't just being polite. You liked the way they tasted.
Yeah, I loved it. I honestly, I wouldn't mind having a bag of these just in the office.
Well, goodness me. Well, this is just a preview of the kinds of things that you'll be encountering at Eating Insects Detroit, exploring the culture of insects as food. Again, happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Wayne State University at the McGregor Center, right in the heart of the campus. You can go to eatinginsectsdetroit.org. If this speaks to you, and like Daniel, you want to try these spicy crickets, especially the Friday night when it's open to the public, but you do have tickets available for individual or all 3 days.
Yes, for the conference, absolutely.
Well, she's on a mission, Julie Lesnick, Wayne State University. Great talking with you. Thank you so much for sharing your mission with us. And I guess, Daniel, thank you for being braver than I am and plunging into the crickets.
Thank you for lunch.
Yeah, thanks for having me.